tell us a little bit about how it's possible that you are 51 years old and can't read and write yet.
Well, it was not easy. I went through a lot of bad things, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. I have never had a job that I wanted to do like any normal person. If you didn't like something, you didn't have to put up with it. Once I got on a job, I took whatever they did. I took whatever they paid me. Whether they were paying me right or not, I just made the best of what I had, you know. I had to work extra hard to keep the job so they won't be aware of my weakness.
When you say your weakness, are you talking about your reading?
My reading and writing.
Why wouldn't you want someone to know about that?
Because the abuse is even worse when people are aware of your weakness.
Not being able to read, obviously you're kind of trapped.
Trapped.
But in the last year, you've learned how to read.
Yes. Everything that everybody been saying about me, telling me I'm stupid, telling me I can't learn, and you a witness, and you know, can George Bristow read?
You can read.
I can read.
What do you do with your reading now that you've never been able to do before?
I'm about to get a tablet. I've never been on a computer before. I'm learning how to do that. I'm about to start my Facebook page, my email page. I didn't know how to do none of that. None of that. I didn't find out that people was taking my money. You'd be surprised. You think somebody love you, and they be robbing you. You can't mess over me no more. The first time I took and had a chance and the opportunity to go to the doctor, and I normally got to tell people, well, I can't fill this out because I can't read and write. It was a good feeling when they handed me that application to fill out, do you, this the type of medicine you take, or you have high blood pressure, you sugared up. Just simple stuff like that, what people probably take for granted, I felt good because I could do it. We need to do something about this because I thought that it was over with. I thought that maybe it was just in my time that this stuff was going on.
That people couldn't read?
Yeah, that people couldn't read. But I'm finding out through church, through my wife was doing vocation Bible school, this stuff is still going on today.